This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. After her mother's death, photographer Jamaica Gilmer went to the women in her family for solace. She asked them about the times they struggled with their own identities. She asked them how they developed their notions of beauty. Their answers inspired her to create The Beautiful Project. Jamaica Gilmer joins me in the studio today. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
What is The Beautiful Project?
Well, The Beautiful Project is a program that uses photography and workshops to encourage self-esteem in Black girls and undergraduate women. We want to help Black girls and undergraduate women define beauty for themselves, consider what their community is saying about them, but also introduce their voice and cultivate their voice in this conversation.
And you are a photographer.
I am.
So you think about that, and you must think about the power of images and how these things could be created and manipulated and what they say about the subject.
Yes.
And the people who take them, I guess, too.
Yes. It's interesting because while by trade I am a photographer, what we do in The Beautiful Project, we consider the eye to be the lens. And so as we photograph the girls and document the experience and have these conversations and workshops that we call Saturday Studios around who they are and why they're beautiful inside and out, we also ask them to consider, like, where do they see beauty? How do they define beauty based on their own experience? So throughout their time with us, we're consistently asking questions around, what do you see? What do you feel? What do you hear? How do you define beauty? So we can springboard into a conversation around, what does that mean for you? If you can define it for yourself, then what else can you do?
Why did you create this project?
Initially, it came from a really painful place. Like you mentioned, my mother passed away after she had a heart surgery and survived it. I got engaged and to be married, and then she had another heart surgery, did not survive it. I finished college, got married, moved to North Carolina, decided to change my career from television and film to photography. At that point, I was kind of stressed out. And so missing her and wondering what to do in my life, I, asked some folks, what the options were for master's programs, didn't really find any. And someone said, what do you want to do with the rest of your life? I said, impact Black girls through photography. They said, go figure it out. And so when I ended up speaking to the women in my family and in my friendship circle, and they talked about how they defined how they grew in their self-esteem and their view of themselves, these notions of beauty kept on surfacing in the conversation. This understanding of how they defined beauty was definitely connected to the fact that they were Black women and what that meant for them growing up and what that meant for the children in their environment. And so so after I had these conversations with them, I came up with the cornerstone department of The Beautiful Project, which is photography. And we interview girls about their beauty, their community about their beauty, and do photo shoots based on the quotes. And then we present the quotes and the photos back to the girl and her family. For me, I had the luxury of thinking in images and remembering well because by trade I'm a photographer. And I thought, here I am remembering what my mother said to me as a child, and that is how I was coping in this life transition, in this hard moment. What if we could give little Black girls a reminder of what their community thinks about them and what they think of themselves so that they could use it as a tool to navigate their lives?
When you do these interviews, when you talk with young women about their identities and self-esteem, what do they tell you?
Well, the answer is kind of twofold. The exciting thing is I began these interviews now. We actually have interns that do these interviews. And so when girls respond, you have anything from an incredibly confident answer. It's like, when do you feel beautiful? Every day. Why? Well, because I just look at the sun. There's something in their community, something in their lives where they're like, I feel beautiful and well when I'm just outside looking at the sun. There's others who have said, well, do you feel beautiful? ... And so for us, we have the interviews and photo shoots first, and then we have them go to Saturday Studios where they continue to talk through notions of beauty. But for us, regardless of each child's answer, some girls are confident to say they're beautiful, some girls are not. We know there's something there they think of themselves that we can build on to say you have power to come to this conclusion that you have something to offer the world. And so let's play on that. Sometimes we have to dig for it. And there's a lot of, well, I don't know. And sometimes it's very, very straightforward. Other times it is simple as when do you feel the most beautiful? When I'm jumping rope. Other times it is as complex as, you know, my friend is beautiful because she's always there for me. When I experienced this in my family, when I experienced that with my friends, she stood up for me. So it varies.
It's interesting that these ideas about identity and really capability, right, what you can do, are wrapped up in notions of beauty, which we do connect with. I mean, there's inner beauty, of course, and you've talked about it a couple of times here. But when you say the word, we imagine the kind of aesthetic beauty, something that you look at, the way you look, and in large part, the way you think you look to other people.
Right, right. It's interesting because what we do, we say your physicality is important and beautiful, and we're not going to, you know, play that down. Right. We say your external beauty and your inner beauty is important. It can work hand in hand. And so with our girls, there's a book called Mufaro's Beautiful Daughters that we really enjoy because the two characters are clearly princesses. Mufaro is a king. And so here you have these two beautiful daughters. One acts ugly. She's just so conflicted and so unkind. The other is very, very sweet and very, very kind and very, very personable. And so sometimes what we do is talk to them about how, you know, sometimes you have Manyara Day, sometimes you have Niyasha Day. Sometimes as a beautiful black girl, you know, you have the opportunity to act ugly. So what are you going to do? What is another option for how to manage a situation? When you talk about beauty to a black girl, you know, in considering skin tone and considering hair, like these are all for little black girls. These conversations can be nuanced. And so if you come to school and your hair is all natural and the texture is tighter, so how do little girls respond to that in your community? Is it, oh, she didn't get her hair done? Or is it, oh, that looks beautiful? So depending on who you're around depends on whether or not, you know, your black experience is affirmed as beautiful. So what we want to do is create a space to encourage that beauty is layered.
And of course, you don't get around it. So even if you think, hey, I'm not going to pay attention to things like makeup, those are all super. Look, the whole world is judging you on that. And it's a part of your experience, like it or not, right?
Exactly. Exactly. In the media. For us, because we have we've taken it a step further where we do consider our camera to be the lens and what we're capturing. We're saying, you know, your eye is the lens. And so what you're watching on television, what you're seeing in magazines, but also what are you seeing at school? What are you seeing at home? We love that what we consider this a partnership with families. So we partner with families to join them in their work with their daughters. And so, you know, so the families know that this whole time we're having the little girls come to them and kind of view how they're communicating beauty, right? We're giving the parents opportunity to say, you know, this is why I think my daughter's beautiful. This is when she's beautiful. This is why I love her personality, and give that back to the little girl so that she can consistently see, you know, what her community is saying about her and what folks are saying about her.
And that this has been present for a long, long time,
exactly.
Whether she knew it or not. Tell us about your first shoot.
Oh, okay. Well, the very first shoot, I was so excited. I had two little girls and we were going for about an hour. And I thought that once I finished the photo shoot and presented the quotes back to the girl and her family, it would be done. They'd be like, oh, you're wonderful. You changed my life. But I think maybe 2 weeks after that, I was going to South Africa for a documentary project. That day I was going swimming. And so the question started, can I go swimming with you? Can I go home with you? Can I go to Africa with you? I want to be a photographer. And that was the moment that I realized that, you know, this it's time for this to be more. I always knew it would be more, but it's time for this to be more. And so I ended up talking to Pamela Thompson, who's the amazing woman I partner with for this program. And she, I asked her to create a curriculum that continued the conversation that we started in the photography process. And she said yes. And so we have the photography process, but we also have Saturday studios, where in order to get the photographs, now the little girls have to come every other Saturday and meet with us to talk through notions of beauty and blackness. And we enjoyed that. We thought it was wonderful. And then we remembered ourselves in undergrad and we thought, man, what if we could have talked to these families then? Who would we be now if we would have, like, heard their wisdom? And so the internship program was born. And so now we have undergraduate black women who are both photographers and program assistants to help in those spaces. The first year, it was an amazing experience. We asked interns to write journals to let us know how they were doing. They did not hand them in on time that first year. It was an amazing, amazing class of women. And I in this empowerment program, I emailed a possibly terse email saying, give me these assignments. And they said, I was humbled by their responses because they said things like, you know, it's really hard to see that these little girls are going through the same things around blackness and beauty that I still struggle with now. How can I then walk them through this process if I'm still in process? That's when the internship program became the Health and Wellness Department, and Aaron Stevens heads that up.
We only have about 30 seconds left, but I'd love to get an idea of what kind of change you've seen in these girls about their impressions of beauty beginning and end.
A parent said to us, you know, my daughter could always talk, but in the Beautiful Project, she found her voice. We want to create a stage where girls, black girls, can find their voice in considering who they are as a black girl in this nation. Our closing event is on April 21st, 6 to 8, a beautiful night at the Lawn Performance Center.
Well, we'll get to see more of that, and it's so good that we are able, actually, to see some of the results of your work. Jamaica, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Talking today about The Beautiful Project with founder Jamaica Gilmer. The photo exhibit, A Beautiful Night, opens April 1st, Saturday, at the Belon Performance Center in Durham, April 21st, Saturday night. And this is The State of Things. From North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us on The State of Things. There's more ahead.